Really, his engineering ability is pretty astounding. And then his production ability is pretty great. And then we love him.
Yeah.
Like a brother.
All those things.
All those things.
We can't, you know, bear to do an album without him now.
So the third record will have Scott, no doubt.
We'll see. If it goes our way.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's a busy guy. He works with everybody.
Yeah.
I think he's going to take some time or something.
Start a new Velvet Underground or something.
Yeah. Hmm. He's looking into a little circle of artists.
Cool.
Yeah.
Another thing about the album that I was talking with you earlier about that I thought was kind of neat is the lineup of musicians that you've got in there. I was wondering, how for one thing, did you get them all at the same time? You know, there's so many people in there. Peter Holsapple from the DBs, Peter Buck, Sarah Lee. She's with B-52s now. Used to be with Gang of Four. Mm. How did you meet up with all of them? How did you get them all together for this album?
Well, it was... Part of it was easy because we did the album in two different places, and part of it was done in Athens. So, you know, Peter was there. In L.A.,
Scott knew a lot of people, and they just happened to be there. Ben Montench was there in L.A., and Jim Keltner was there, and Peter Holsapple was there, and a lot of folks were already in the area. And then
Paulinho
da Costa was there, and we were just lucky that they were available, that they wanted to be part of the record. We were honored. And then a lot of friends were from home, and then people like that we were fans of, like Mary Chapin and her guitar player and producer John Jennings, we got them to fly out.
Right, yeah, Mary Chapin Carpenter's on it too as well. But it sounds like, actually from the feel of the album, it sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
A big group event. It sounds a little more, produced, but it sounds like a little more produced, I guess, than the first album.
It was some songs.
Yeah, some songs are. It was done, some of the band stuff was done in a different way, because like we had Kenny and Sarah got together and we learned the songs with them and played them live. So it wasn't like overdubbing bass and drums to what we had already done live. It was like doing the whole thing, which made it more of a, I guess gave it more of a band sound on some of the band type stuff. But actually instrumentation's really about the same, except we used real strings, which was like a really great thing to be able to do. And did we use drums more this time? We used more drummers. We used four different drummers. So
yeah,
Kenny, Jim Keltner, a guy from home named Michael Laurent, and JD played on 10,000 Wars. He played on our last album. So.
And JD played. Well, you've got your acoustics here, and you look like you're ready to go. So
we're itching to play,
good,
as you said.
Itching to play.
We don't know how we're going to sound, though, because we...
Can we do this sitting down, or should we stand? We should do it. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to sit down and try this.
Okay.
This is Hammer and a Nail.